You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Cody Olson, and this is episode number 40. Let's get to it with today's topic, Plumbus. Cody Olson is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. DVD extras for season 2 of Rick and Morty, and luckily she helps explain what Plumbus really can do. Plumbus produces a range of incredibly complicated processes, including cutting dinglebops and making flea juice. Although the process is detailed, Rick and Morty doesn't really describe what it can do, but luckily a few of the extras on the DVD extras from the first 2 seasons of this show help explain it. As we explained in our latest Screen Rant video, the user manual for Plumbus contains many details about using Plumbus, but they are broad, to put it mildly. Especially as Rick and Morty says the device is so well known that there is no reason to explain it. The animated series spends a lot of time highlighting Rick Sanchez's various gadgets, and viewers largely gain a good understanding of them. Still, Plumbus continues to confuse audiences about its purpose, especially in the first 2 seasons. The show describes Plumbus as an ordinary household or office item, but examines how it is made and is not really useful in the real world. It can be combined with other items to create different colors of Plumbus, and one of the aliens working in his factory are the Blamps. It is explained that Slammy is an alien from another planet than the one in the original Star Trek universe. This is an allusion to the novel, How to Crap It Up, which consists of a series of short stories by the author of The New York Times and several other books. The collector's edition contains a copy of The New York Times and several other books as well as the original Star Trek. Mutations have occurred in Mortys such as Plumbus, Prawn and Morty, but no known associates. Repurposed flea juice, combined with confined space, results in Morty Plumbus protein stranding. Other Plumbuses have been found in a number of other species, such as shrimps, mollusks and even a few others in the animal kingdom. The grumbo has a different shape, but all the new parts are on the surface, so the chumble is at the bottom of the grumbo. The dingle bop has been revised and is now a handle that connects it to the tide. The grotus is shortened and the grombo has a different shape. In September 2016, fans noticed an unidentified sea creature that bears a striking resemblance to the plumber. Game development studio Alchemy Labs has added a plumber to its upcoming VR simulation game Rick and Morty. It's something you can pick up and flutter around in Rick's garage, and I bet Owl Alchemy will find other ways to incorporate it into your adventures. The episode, How to Do, shows viewers how plumbers are made, and the show's creative team seems quite in love with them, too. It can also be seen in the episode in which we see the plumber in action in Seduced by Destiny. When Steely steals one at work, it is described as an ordinary household or office item that is also used as an accent element in a room, such as an office, a bathroom or even a home office. According to Steely, they are worth 6.5 brapples, and if the net worth of a plumber is unknown, a stolen 6.5 brapples is worth if fate is tempted. The plumber's silhouette can also be seen in autumn as well as in the spring, summer and autumn seasons. For those who do not know the show, it is a parody of the popular TV series How to Do It Yourself and is about how to do it yourself. There are several different versions of this show on YouTube, as well as the official website. The mad scientist in this case is Rick Sanchez, a narcissistic, bad-tempered genius who has traveled through space and time with his wife and children. Rick, Morty and Summer sit in a waiting room of a hospital on the planet and are tempted by fate to scroll through the channels of interdimensional cable television. The cast is rounded off by an ever-growing number of characters from the original cast of the show, as well as a host of guest stars. First of all, it can generate heat, transmit radio waves, form organic tissue, generate heat and transmit it to the outside in the form of light. As you can see, Plumbus can do a lot, but there is also the possibility that it could be given the same abilities as normal iron. In fact, if you've ever seen a microwave, it might even serve a purpose similar to microwaves. Although the manual seems as frustratingly vague as possible, it does add some useful insights into the mysterious paths of Pluto. Apparently it can be used to clean toilets, boil eggs and is dishwasher safe, so it is a real urge to use. With a little hard work and a few hours of practice, Plumbu can give you a better life and happiness for the rest of your life. Episode 40 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Cody Olson. Adios. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.